8.2. 8A. Listening.
Hello, and welcome to the program. Today, we're looking at extraordinary medical conditions, and our first story concerns a young American girl named Ashlyn Blocker. Janice, tell us about Ashlyn.
Ashlyn Blocker has an extremely rare condition, which means that she doesn't feel pain. Now, you might think that this would be a good thing, but in fact, it can result in serious injury or even death. To give you an example, Ashlyn can't feel extreme temperatures. So if she drops a spoon in boiling water while she's cooking, she simply puts her hand in the water to retrieve the spoon. She doesn't realize that she has burned herself until she sees that her fingers are red and swollen. This kind of thing happens to her almost daily.
I see the problem. So, when did Ashlyn's parents notice that something wasn't quite right?
Well, as a baby. Ashlyn hardly ever cried, which is most unusual. And then, when she was 6 months old, she didn't seem to notice when she had a serious cut on her eye. At first, the specialist thought that she had no feeling in the eye, and so he sent her to the hospital for tests. 18 months later, the doctors gave Ashlyn's parents their diagnosis. She had congenital insensitivity to pain.
Wow. What did her parents do then?
Well, they didn't know what to do, so they just did their best to keep Ashlyn safe. They got rid of all their furniture with sharp corners and installed the softest carpet they could find. At school, teachers watched her all the time. One person was assigned to make sure that she was okay on the playground, and the nurse always checked her over before she went back to class. But even then, accidents happened, like the time she broke her ankle and ran around on it for 2 days before her parents noticed.
Oh, how awful. Janice, how common is Ashlyn's condition?
When it was first diagnosed, the doctor said that Ashlyn was the only person they had ever encountered who had it. Because the condition was so rare, there was very little on the internet. So Ashlyn's parents decided to go public to see if they could find anyone else like their daughter. First, they contacted their local newspaper, and then the story was published nationally. Their story appeared in magazines, on the internet, and Ashlyn was interviewed on TV. All the media attention finally put the family in touch with scientists who could help them understand what was happening to Ashlyn.
What is it that causes the condition?
It's a genetic disorder. Usually when we touch something hot or sharp, the nerves on the skin send electric signals to the brain, causing us to react. But in Ashlyn's case, there's a mutation in one of her genes. This alteration prevents communication between the nerves and the brain, and so the electric signals are never produced.
Ashlyn sounds like a remarkable young woman, Janice. Thank you for sharing her story with us. And now let's move on to someone else with an extraordinary medical condition.